In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today, this Sunday is called Zacchaeus Sunday. And in the cycle of the liturgical year, we're really now standing on the threshold of Great Lent, which is the preparation for Great Lent, I should say. There's this book, the Lenten Triodion, and it begins actually with next Sunday, with the Sunday of the Publican and the Pharisee, and then it goes all the way up to the very Holy Saturday of right before Pascha. So we're right on the cusp of that right now. And then last week, which was for us the Sunday after Theophany, we read in the Gospel that the Lord began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And we talked about how this word repentance in English comes from the Greek word metanoia, which means the transformation of our mind and heart that leads us to a new life in Christ. Well, today's gospel is really an image of spiritual transformation also. Zacchaeus, who is a greedy and corrupt chief of the tax collectors, was transformed into a virtuous and devoted follower of Christ. So that's quite a transformation. Really, in many ways, this transformation is very similar to the one that we've all been familiar with in one of the great classics of English literature, the Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, with the miser Ebenezer Scrooge, and how, through these visitations of the spirits, he's transformed into this image of kindness and charity, who celebrates Christmas better than anybody. So that's an amazing image of transformation. But Zacchaeus is very similar to that. So let's take a closer look at how this came about. In the Gospel of Luke, immediately before this passage of Zacchaeus, we read about how Christ healed the blind man. And St. Ambrose of Milan says that unless a man confesses, he cannot be healed. It's interesting to note that in the sacrament of Holy Unction, we have seven sacraments, and this is one of them, in which we bless the oil and wine and use it for our spiritual and bodily healing. Seven gospel passages are appointed to be read in the full unction service. And guess which gospel passage is included in those? Today's gospel about Zacchaeus. So we can see that there's a connection between the confession of our sins, repentance, and the healing that leads to our transformation. And yet, there's still a great mystery here. I think we have to consider the question, what is it that made Zacchaeus climb this tree in the first place? Really, it was a seemingly foolish act that led to his encounter with Christ and his subsequent repentance. St. Nikolai Vlimirvich once said that there are three stages or three steps needed for a person to experience spiritual transformation and union with Christ. And he says that the first step is that a person must want to draw closer to Christ. They have to have that desire to. Christ doesn't force anybody. If he wanted to do that, everybody would be, already Christian and would be saved. But he, God gave mankind freedom of choice, free will. And so God wants everyone to come to the knowledge of the truth and to be saved, but it has to be by their will. Jesus says many times in the gospel, anyone who will follow me, let him take up his cross, and deny himself and follow me. He doesn't demand, he invites. The second step, then, that St. Nikolai talks about is that once someone decides that they want to, even if they're not fully conscious of it, maybe it's a deep-seated thing, maybe it's something they just feel drawn, they just feel compelled. But once that begins to happen, the next thing is that a person must fulfill all that the Holy Church commands us to do. In other words, to fulfill the law of God. And that's, obviously more than just the Ten Commandments, because, don't kill, don't steal, don't commit adultery, all those things. But also, the commandments that Christ says, turn the other cheek and don't return evil for evil, and all the things that he commands us in the Gospels. So the third step, then, St. Nikolai says, is that having fulfilled these commandments and having lived, a fairly reasonably righteous life to the best of our ability, we have to then wait on the Lord. We can't just decide, I'm going to be spiritual now. I'm going to be transformed. This is when you go into some New Age bookstore, there's all these books. Oh, if all you have to do is, meditate or you know, whatever, and then you'll be magically, you know, transformed and come into spiritual enlightenment or something like this. As if we can do this of our own will. I mean, if it was that easy, you know, everybody would be illumined, you know, and we'd have nothing but saints wandering around the earth. But the fact is, we cannot make ourselves holy. We can't make ourselves sanctified. But by doing all these things, we trust that God will raise us up. And He will make Himself manifest to us in whatever way He sees fit and at just the right time, according to His ineffable wisdom. Well, this is exactly the process that Zacchaeus went through. Without even knowing exactly why, Zacchaeus was suddenly filled with an unstoppable desire to see Christ. After so many years of oppressing the poor and rich alike through dishonest and cruel means, enriching his own fortune at their expense, and by inflicting untold misery upon his helpless victims, now his cup of iniquity was filled to overflowing. And instead of delighting in his ill-gotten gains by living in comfort and leisure, he took no pleasure in his riches. His conscience reproached him, and he could no longer bear it. He had to see Christ, no matter how much the crowd mocked and scorned him as he climbed that tree. All that mattered in that moment for him was Christ. And this is an image of what it means for us to want to draw close to Christ, to desire Christ more than anything else in the world. Now, it was that desire that enabled Zacchaeus to see Christ, despite his limitations and shortcomings, and in spite of this world's vanity and pride. Zacchaeus really, for the first time in his life, encountered God. And the Lord quickly called him down from the tree and compelled him to receive him into his house. This day I must come to your house and abide with you. And this isn't the house here, the Holy Fathers tell us, is an image of our heart and our soul, you know, our inner spiritual life. In one of the prayers before communion by St. John Chrysostom, we read, O Lord my God, I know that I am not worthy nor sufficiently pleasing that thou shouldst come under the roof of the house of my soul, for it is entirely desolate and fallen and ruined, and thou wilt not find a place in me worthy to lay thy head. But as thou didst not disdain to enter and to eat with sinners in the house of Simon the leper, so now be pleased to enter into the house of my soul, humble and leprous and sinful. So here you see the Holy Fathers refer to our souls as sort of this house, you know, and then the idea is that we're inviting Christ to come into our house of our soul. So then Zacchaeus takes this first step toward fulfilling this law of God when he confesses his sins. He acknowledges that he has cheated people through false accusation, and furthermore gives away half of his wealth to the poor and restores fourfold to those whom he had oppressed. Now this is a very profound act of repentance because it goes above and beyond what even the law commanded in the Old Testament. In the book of Exodus, it states that if a person has stolen something from someone, they're supposed to restore double what they stole to make restitution. So if somebody stole, you know, somebody's cow, they're supposed to give him two cows. You know, Zacchaeus basically said, well, I'll give you four cows if I stole a cow. So essentially, Zacchaeus in this moment pretty much stripped himself of all his wealth. He just gave half to the poor, and he made all this huge, generous restitution to all these people that he had cheated. And now here comes the best part. The Lord himself proclaims, today salvation has come to this house because he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So brothers and sisters, let us imitate Zacchaeus and exercise that desire to draw closer to Christ. And let us rise above the vanity and the pettiness of worldly cares, and having set them aside, let us fulfill Christ's commands through his holy church, so that we too may be counted worthy to welcome him into the house of our souls and to receive his life-giving salvation. Glory be to our God.